Well, I'd like to welcome everyone tuning in today. My name is Pete Grillo, and I'm the host of this podcast. And today we're going to be diving into the subject of headphones and my journey into finding the perfect set of headphones for me. And hopefully, it'll help you find the perfect headphones for you. So let's get started. So have you been looking for the perfect set of headphones, a set of headphones that you think would take you through many years of use and that you can get the most work done with? Well, so was I. And I had previously owned the Audio-Technica M50X headphones, which are considered on-ear headphones, which means that they fit on top of your ear instead of around it. And for misshaped ears like I have, it really kind of hurt to wear them for any long periods of time. And so I was looking for a different solution. And so the first solution, of course, was to stop using headphones. The second solution was to look for something that was more comfortable. And I'll be honest, I looked at a lot of videos that people had posted about the Beyerdynamics Dynamics DT770s and how nicely and loosely they fit around your ears, not on your ears. And so I look at those first. In the end, the set of headphones that I ended up going with were the Neumann NDH30 open back headphones. I'd already established that I liked the open back sound better than the closed back sound when I tested the Beyerdynamics DT770s and the 990s. However, the difference in sound quality with the Neumanns was very much noticeable over the DT series. The Neumanns were very comfortable on my ears and they sounded terrific. However, you'll see a lot of YouTube reviews about open back versus closed back headphones, and they'll talk a lot about the bleed that comes through the open back headphones and could get recorded into your microphone. Well, as you know or don't know, most of the reviews are based on doing music production and mixing and mastering and things like that. They're not really applying that statement to people that do voiceover. And in my experience now, and I've tested it, the bleed does not come out of my Neumann NDH30s loud enough for my microphone to pick it up. And my mouth is only an inch or two away from my microphone as I'm doing these recordings. And I've tested it and tested it and tested it, and still I pick up nothing. So for voiceover, it doesn't matter, in my opinion, does not matter if you're using closed back or open back, so long as you don't have any acoustical, musical tones coming out of your headphones. So on the plus side, the reason I ended up going with the Neumann NDH30 open back headphones was for the comfort. Definitely the comfort. The ear pads are plush. They feel very velvety and soft, and the size and the diameter of the ear cups completely surrounded my ears, and so it was very comfortable. The sound signature was very, very good, and the construction, oh my God, the headphones are almost, I think, 95% made of metal, and a real confidence that this is a product that's going to last. Of course, at the $650 price point, I would expect no less, and you get no less. It's really, in my opinion, a very good deal. Now, the Neumann NDH30 open-back headphones are not without their disadvantages. The main disadvantage, of course, is that they are $650. And the way I ended up justifying this in my head was that I had observed a lot of voiceover artists that were using a pair of closed-back headphones for recording and a pair of open-back headphones for mixing and mastering. And taking into account that now I would have both the ability to record and mix and master in one set of headphones would certainly save me money. Also, Neumann claims that the sound signature of the NDX30 headphones is very close and similar to that of their Neumann Studio monitors, which alleviates the need to have studio monitors in your office, and of course, all the acoustical treating in your room also. And if you're like me, I work in an 11-foot by 11-foot room with nothing but shipping blankets on the walls. And so I am far from having an acoustically correct room. And so I'm actually saving money by using the NDH-30 open back headphones. I hope everything we talked about today was helpful. I hope it sets you in the right direction and maybe do some testing for yourself. I'm sure there's other solutions out there because I did not have a chance to test all headphones out there. I just found the right solution for me. Well, that's all I've got today. Thanks a lot again for showing up. My name is Pete Grillo, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Thank you.